Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
It may be a stereotype, but women are often more cautious when it comes to investing. Women statistically tend to save more than men. The boys tend to be bigger risk takers, and that means they might lose more, but also make much bigger profits. That female cautiousness can be a problem for new companies who need seed funding to get up and running and go from startups to scale-ups. One business which has done some research in this area is Spark Crowdfunding. And Chris Burge is the chief executive of Spark Crowdfunding. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Joe.
What does Spark do?
Spark is a crowdfunding company where we will take investment from the crowd. So many people from all backgrounds. And help their investment into startup companies, many of whom are Enterprise Ireland backed, and hopefully that investment will grow to a bigger investment that will hopefully solidify at one point where they actually make a nice return on that investment.
Now, there's plenty of data that women tend to be more cautious and reticent, and you've done some research in that.
Yeah, we have. We've got a database of 13,000 investors on our database now. And we've got over 26% of them are females, but the actual propensity of them to actually invest is not quite as high as we would like. And we would love more and more women to invest into, particularly the female-led companies that we have on our database as well.
Some very worrying data. Women accounted for as little as 9% of recent funding rounds, and sometimes as low as 1%.
Yes, absolutely. And we're unsure why that is the case. And as you mentioned in your intro, there's data to show that women are perhaps a little bit more cautious. But we are a regulated entity now. We're putting up on our platform companies that are highly vetted by the likes of Enterprise Ireland and other VC companies as well. And these are companies that, yes, there is an element of risk in investing in startup companies, but there's some massive tax discounts to have or tax rebates to have investing in these as well.
That's a very good point. We'll come to the tax in a moment. But you say that a lot of these companies have been vetted by Enterprise Ireland. But they also have their kind of high potential startups as well that they've hand selected that they have good potential.
Absolutely, they do. Enterprise Ireland, only give that moniker, the HPSU moniker, out to selected businesses. And most of those most of the companies that come to our site are HPSU companies. So yes, they've been highly selected by Enterprise Ireland.
So the risk of failure is slightly less, but there's always a risk.
Of course.
Now, you don't think that the pay gap is the issue here when it comes to investing by women?
No, we don't. I mean, the pay gap is narrowing all the time. Yes, of course, it still exists to a certain extent, but there are plenty of women in business who earn some very good money who can and should really be diversifying their investments, not just into savings where they get a very paltry few percent on their investment, but into some high risk area as well. High risk that is controlled, and that's what we try and advocate with what we're doing here. So for them to actually come onto our platform, select the businesses that they want to invest in and do that and avail of that tax break as well.
And what kind of companies are you mostly have on the platform that you might invest in that might be of more interest to women investors?
Well, all the companies should be of interest to them, but there are many of them that are female-led, of course, and answering female-led problems as well. We've had recently on our platform a company called Aveta, which does a solution for perimenopausal women.
Yep.
But that wasn't very backed very well by female investors.
It was backed by men.
Most of it was backed by men. Yeah,
And the yields or the returns on some of these companies can be quite decent.
Absolutely. I mean, some of these exits could be 10x or 12x or 15x. Now, there is obviously the caveats in there. But
they could also collapse.
Absolutely. But nevertheless, these companies are solid businesses that many of them are VC backed and therefore will hopefully go on to make some very nice returns for these investors.
And we mentioned the tax advantages. Talk to me through what those tax advantages charges can be for investors.
Yeah, so the government has put together a scheme called it's called EIIS, the Enterprise Employment and Employment and Investment Incentive Scheme, and which gives up to a 50% rebate on your investment. So if you put in €1,000, it's actually only costing you €500 because of the rebate that you'll get on your tax return, which is very attractive.
That is decent, all right. Because but I presume is there a capital gain when you take your money out?
There is at the other end, absolutely. But that's always the case. But yeah, you're saving a large amount of money on your investment. So you're really de-risking it. And you know, so we've got on our platform at the moment a very nice med tech company called Provastec. And that is attracting a 50% EIIS rebate. So if you put €1,000 into that, then it's only actually effectively costing you 500.
And can small investors get involved, i.e. people who have maybe only €1,000 or
absolutely. Yeah. The minimum investment is actually €100. Mm. So yes, it's affordable to many people.
So what's the message out there for female investors who do have disposable income?
Well, we'd come onto the Spark crowdfunding platform, have a look at the companies that we have up there at the moment, and if one is attracted to you, then please invest. We'd love to have you on the platform.
Shy children get no sweets.
Absolutely.
Thanks very much for coming in, Chris.
Thank you very much,
Chris Burge, the chief executive of Spark Crowdfunding.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.